go. Tanya's got those letters. This is the John Curley, Sherry Elicker Show. You can follow us on the John and Sherry Show, S-H-A-R-I. This is the interesting spelling that Sherry parents gave her. And that's on the Instagram page, Joe. Still that video of the barn went up, and it's, I don't know, 700th. Still can't figure that out. We put up really interesting stuff, Sherry. You and
Oh, that's a tease.
Talking about, yeah, stuff like that, and it's 2,000-3,000 views, but for some reason, really taken in by that barn thing.
Still waiting. Still out, waiting Joe? To see the upstairs.
Oh, is that, yeah, it's not as exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's about a car up there. Maybe people will tune into it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's a tease.
Don't. Oh, good. She didn't break wind. Diving in.
Yet.
Trying. Check. Stupid camera. Now look, it's up.
You have to move. It's
I
following
move.
You.
I
there we
the
go.
Water.
I know, but it followed you
it
into the water.
Me. I want it following me.
We're supposed to turn that feature off, but
oh yeah,
turn
are
it back
we?
On.
Yeah, a lot of things we're supposed to do. Okay, Joe.
Apparently, you keep pressing buttons. That's what I'm told.
That's not me. I'm not doing any of it. Sad update on the now 6 Baltimore construction workers are now presumed dead. The water was 48 degrees when they went in. They wouldn't last very long there, and I don't know what other kind of trauma they had experienced just before hitting the water, but now that's the official count. 6 dying when the bridge collapsed there at 1 o'clock in the morning or thereabouts in Baltimore earlier today. Washington is now among the 8 states to ban the sale of gasoline cars by 2032. We are in there with Massachusetts, I think Rhode Island. I forget how other states are in there. New Jersey's in there. Interesting that they think they're going to make this thing work, but they're going to California, of course, banning the sale of gasoline cars by 2023. Used cars will still be available, but forcing everybody to have to get an EV. And also car industry people are like, whew, yikes. 7% of cars now purchased are EV, primarily by rich people that have the ability to be able to power the car, to charge the car in their home, in their garage. So imagine that you get an EV and you happen to have an apartment and you park the car outside. Well, where are you going to charge it? This is a really lame brain idea by the Biden folks in order to get as many of the green folks to get in this as possible, because all the money that they're using, if the car is so great, if the EV is so great, why does the federal government have to bribe people with $7,000 or $7,500 tax credits on this? There are not enough charging stations. There won't be enough charging stations by the time this thing goes in there. And the cost of a gasoline-powered car coming up to the 2032 deadline, the prices will be enormous, because the manufacturers of the car will be having to force to build EV cars, and the other cars that they will be making, because they're going to be losing money on the EV, so they'll jack up the other price, plus supply and demand, less gasoline-powered cars will drive the price of those up. Look for used car prices to go up as well. And then everybody that is forced into EVs by 2032. They don't know how much power it'll take. They don't have the grid in place for this sort of stuff. And when the congressional hearing took place and they asked the Department of Transportation, Department of Energy, neither one of those had the right answer as to how much power we will need to generate in order to be able to power all of these cars. This is pie in the sky, but it's coming your way. And, of course, Washington jumping in on this as well.
Yeah, and one thing to note is that dealers cannot sell gas-powered cars, but you can still drive and you can still buy them used secondhand cars.
Yeah.
So there will still be gas-powered cars on the road. You can still have a transaction to buy one, but it can't be from a dealer. They are prohibited from doing that after a certain time.
And, you know, they come up with this idea, but then they don't even look at all of the other stuff. Like, okay, the trucks. So the truck will have an additional weight of almost five additional, like if you take the weight of five cars, that would be the additional weight of these trucks. So can the infrastructure handle these trucks that are now weighing so much more than the gas or the diesel powered trucks now? And then when it comes to mining, where are they going to get all of the minerals that are needed, right? You got to get cobalt is in there. Copper is included in this. Nickel is included in there. And they did this like about 7 or 8 months ago. They took an entire swath of land that they would have been able to get a lot of these minerals from. And they said, nope, no minerals from there. So where are the minerals going to come from? And the amount of mining that will go into this in order to be able to produce the minerals that are needed for these EV cars and the weight of that and then the repair of that and the general cost of these EVs. You know, the federal government coming in and forcing this down the throats of Americans when really they should just open up the competition and see if the auto manufacturers can start to build a more efficient car that is electric and there is some place for you to charge it, allow people to make that choice as opposed to just taking away one of the choices. But this is what you get. So we'll get a chance to hold on to your gasoline-powered car. You'll probably be able to sell it for a whole lot of money by 2032 as the state of Washington. And I bet they push it back.
Yes.
I just think that they're going to, they'll be like, oh, well, we said 2030. Now it's 2030. Here's the other part of it. Why is the EPA in this? Those are unaccountable bureaucrats that are passing this. This should all come from Congress, not from the separate departments. Let Congress make these decisions. Because those are the ones we vote for that guy. And if he likes that idea, then let Congress determine and then let Congress tell the department, this is what we'll do. This is what we want in place. Not unelected bureaucrats, but that's what we have in this place. So they are constantly coming up with this stuff, whether it's the Department of Energy or Transportation or Health and Human Services. Those are departments that really now run the government. And our congressional leaders sit there and bicker about a bunch of other crap. But again, the unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats that are making these choices, not for us, but for who's ever in charge. So Joe Biden's folks pushing this through. And now the state of Washington. I looked up to see New Jersey. 48% of New Jersey's energy is generated by natural gas. They have a thing. They want to get rid of natural gas. Okay, you're going to get rid of natural gas in New Jersey? How are you ever going to have all these cars that are going to be recharged and charged? You'll never have enough power for it. And I saw the other states as well that wanted to get rid of natural gas when a lot of electricity comes to that. We don't have a grid that is going to be able to handle all these people plugging in all of these cars. But sounds like a great idea, though. Just makes me want to just drive my 66 Ford all over the place, Sherry, getting 8 miles to the gallon.
Well, like you said, hang on to it because it's gonna be really valuable in the next 10 years.
Really valuable. Yeah, that's right. By the way, there is a taxi coming to you, and it is an air taxi. Good. It's going to take you to the airport and just around the corner. The air taxis are coming. I'm sure you'll never get in one, Sherry. You're so afraid that you'll crash in one. But they're on the way. When are we going to get an air taxi?
It could be as soon as 2028. They're working on it right now, a 30-seat electric turboprop plane. It's called the ES-30. It does not emit carbon when it flies. It can only fly for a few hundred miles right now. They think this will be used for things like when people need to go pretty short distances, you know, 200-300 miles or whatever. And it's an alternative to a jet engine, these air taxis, though, they're called eVTOL. That is a vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. So that can hold a few people, not unlike a helicopter. And they think that you can get a ride to the airport and it can land in an airplane place or a heliport or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they want to, there's a thing with Delta. It's called home to seat and it connects heliports with these airports. So you can get a ride to the airport in one of these things. It'll land at a heliport. You'll get a taxi or a whatever to take you to the airport and you're done.
When I was a kid, remember that we used to get those books all the time with the flying car? And it's like, the flying car is in your future. I'm like, yes. And the only flying car I've ever seen is over the Museum of History and Industry. It's this red car. It's got these wings that you take off and put back on again. It's like, golly, because when I was a kid in the 70s, I was like, when are we going to get a flying car? Flying car, that'd be the coolest thing in the world. It always seemed to just way off in the distance. But now, because of drone and drone technology, the spinning quietly with the and the lightweight materials, the thing could lift up. Let's say 2028, we're going to have this thing?
It could be as soon as 2028, yes.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
They said, I read a couple of months ago that they might have them ready for use at the 2024 Olympics in Paris. I don't know if that's still on track, but.
Well, didn't we do the story on the that you put $150 down or something like that and you get one of these things? We're like,
that's,
well,
those are flying cars.
it was $150,000, though.
Yeah, it was $150,000 because they cost $350,000. And those were flying cars. Those were cars that. Same kind of thing, but they only hold a few people. Do you remember on the Jetsons? Remember when the Jetsons could fly cars and everything, and they'd have like backups in the air and all of that? I always thought that the coolest thing about the Jetsons weren't the flying cars, but when you would have somebody call you and that you could see them on a TV screen. And remember Mrs. Jetson, when she didn't have her makeup on, she'd hold this mask up. To make it look like she was all made up and ready to go. And I thought, wow, that'd be so cool if you could see who you're talking to. Yeah, not so
and
much.
And now you can, Sherry.
I know, and I don't like it.
Yeah, when people, can I FaceTime you?
Mm-mm.
That's not.
No. Why? Why?
Don't need to see you.
Right.
It's just not to look at you. Because most of the people, if you watch people on a Zoom call, most of them are looking at themselves.
Oh,
they say
sure.
Plastic surgery and Botox and all of that stuff went up during the whole COVID canard because people were on Zoom calls all the time and you spend half the time going, I should probably look at my hair. The person's talking about something and you're just staring at yourself. Looking at yourself, looking like that. There's a dad that's very upset because, he's arrested. He's arrested for complaining about all the homework his kids
Yeah, we're talking about homework here.
Too much homework and not enough time with his old man. That's what police say Adam Sizemore called his child's school to complain about.
Basically, the parent didn't like that his child was getting homework, so he decided he was going to call the school and call the school repeatedly over and over again.
Criminal complaints filed against Sizemore say he threatened the school principal, saying he, quote, better put his big boy pants on.
Andrew?
Don't you hate that expression? Aren't you tired
Andrew,
of it?
Andrew needs to save that. Andrew, please save that one, okay?
I will save it. I will save it right
Thank
now.
Thank you. All right, here we go. No, I'm tired of big boy pants, Sherry.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, doesn't bother me.
When the school stopped taking his calls, detectives say he started calling the police department.
He calls dispatch, I think it was 18 times, roughly.
I want to talk to the chief. I need to talk to the chief. Call the chief, and you get the chief on the line. Page the chief.
In the audio recordings from the police department, you can hear Sizemore become audibly frustrated.
How did I know that's what that guy would sound like?
Call the chief.
He doesn't want his kid to do homework. I want my son to be just as illiterate as I am.
The dispatchers aren't telling him their name and that he keeps getting the chief of police's voicemail and they can't speak with him directly.
Leave a voicemail if he doesn't answer.
I'm being very nice.
Well, then come to the police department and we'll call the chief in and you can talk to him in person.
Yeah, because I'm sure the chief wants to deal with your kid getting too much homework.
He'll get out of the meeting that he's in to do that.
He can come to my house. I pay for him. He can come to my house.
After repeated calls, Sizemore did not get the chance to speak with the chief, but he did get to speak with officers.
Ma'am, I'd like to talk to the chief.
Okay, and I have transferred you up there, so you need to leave him a voicemail.
I'm not going to leave a voicemail.
Okay, well, I'm going to send some officers out to your house to talk to you in person since you won't stop calling.
Ooh. That ultimately ended when we took him into custody for telecommunications harassment as well as a menacing charge.
You gotta stick up for your son.
All right. Was he wearing a shirt at the time of the arrest?
He better put his big boy pants on.
Okay. We know he had pants on then. Was he wearing a shirt when they went to arrest him, Sherry? Yes or no?
I'm going to say wife beater. Yes.
Yes. Stained? Was white at some point, kind of a tattletale gray, or more moving more towards the into the yellow shades?
Still a little bit white, but distinct places on the belly where he might have dropped food that he was eating in a Lazy Boy, or maybe spit out some beer by accident when he found something funny on TV.
Stained by tobacco smoke and has that kind of yellowy look?
The mustache? No, the mustache was okay. It's the teeth that were horribly stained, and there was one blackened tooth that was just visible when he smiled, which isn't often.
Thank you. Joe, did you see what he looked like?
I did not, no.
Oh, yeah, look him up. Let's see if Sherry's correct, because I was going to go with his stained, tobacco-stained mustache. You ever seen that look, Sherry?
I don't think I have.
You smoke a lot of cigarettes, and then the smoke sits there, and then your upper lip gets kind of yellow. My Aunt Mary had that upper lip, yellowed upper lip.
Was it on her mustache?
Oh, that's nice. My sainted aunt.
Okay.
No, you better get yourself a pair of pants. What kind of pants does she need?
Big
on
boy.
I'm coming over.
Better put his big boy pants on.
That's right. All right.
Okay.
There we go. So weird today. Joe's got the Price is Right story in there. And I saw in the Wall Street Journal that Bob Barker's house is for sale, Sherry.
Oh, I just want to let you know we can see your wheat thins, but we can't see you. There you go.
It's a mess in here. Yeah, Bob Barker's house is for sale. It's there in Hollywood Hills. $2.3 million for the thing.
That's it?
It's pretty neat. That's it. Pretty nice inside. It's got a swimming pool. They said Bob had 100 feet of wire, cable. His phone, he liked to hit his landline. He'd drag it all the way out to the pool where he would sit there. He never liked to miss a phone call. And he had his baby oil because he liked to get tan. He'd sit out there and in the morning or in the, you know, early afternoon, and he would get a tan and he'd have his phone right there. And you could buy his house for $2.3 million in the Hollywood Hills.
That's a bargain for the Hollywood Hills.
That's what I was thinking for Bob Barker's. Having been a big Bob Barker fan all the way back, going back to Truth or Consequences, and I thought the interesting story about Bob was when he went on Price is Right and they gave him a wireless microphone. I think he used it like twice, and he hated it because it didn't have a wire. He was so used to having the mic in his hand, and then he had the wire, and he'd have to like do this other thing with his hand where he'd move the wire around, that he had the wireless for like 2 or 3 days, and then he's like, forget that, get me my wire back. So he gave him kind of an old-fashioned microphone again. There's so many interesting stories behind the scenes of Price is Right. Having gone there and covered the stories, the guys that go out there, the men and women that go out there and look for the contestants, they're all waiting outside. They come down the line and they ask them a few questions, and they want to get the most excited people, the people wearing T-shirts that are, you know, colorful. They've got writing on them. So they want somebody that are going to be a fan of the show, know something about some prices and stuff, but just overall just be really, really energetic. So we watched them walk down the line and interview different people, and then they'd come back up, and the producers would have their list, be like, this lady and that guy, like this guy. They go, okay. So then we go back down again and try to make sure they got the right people. So he's like, come on down, Sherry Elliger. She'd run on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Rob Roddy. Hello, Bob. Let's play Blinko, Bob. Well, there's also a bunch of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Like, if a contestant wets their pants, they had like a, what would they do? They have extra pants for them, Bob? Hager slacks.
Well, they've got curtains to conceal the problem. They've got a blow dryer there just to make sure that everything dries up. And they also have a pair of sweatpants if it's too big for the blow dryer.
He better put his big boy pants on.
It's a pair of big boy pants, Bob.
And this is a guy named Mike Richards. Now, I don't know if he's the same guy. He did get fired from Jeopardy. Is he the guy? He was a producer. Is he the guy that put himself in? Remember when Alex Trebek died, and he put himself in as the new host, and people were like, well, "Wait a minute, what are you talking about? Who knows you?" And he said, "Well, I've been producing this for a long time. I know the game better than anybody." And then they got rid of him.
Oh yeah, I don't know if it's the same guy, but I do know that, having done the stories on it, and Love Price is right, there was a contestant we did a story on, I think it was in the news as well, that he had watched The Price is Right so often, and he knew every price of everything. So it's like, it's an organ. That's a Hannah organ. It's, you know, plays with all these things. The guy knew every single price of, you know, it's a can of tuna. He knew exactly, because he knew the type of tuna that they buy, what they have on the show. So we knew every single one. He just dominated, got on there, and just ripped up. And Bob thought at that point, it was Drew Carey was hosting the thing. And
there's so Perfect Bid is the documentary on him.
Yes.
It was really, really good.
Was that with Bob or was that with Drew Carey?
I think it was with let me just see here. I don't recall who was hosting. Oh no, it was in the 70s. So yeah, it was with Bob.
With Bob.
But
with
they
Bob
ended
Barker.
Up I think yeah. they ended up like accusing him of being like cheating somehow.
No, he just studied and knew all the prices. Yeah. We used to joke about my dad. We said if my father was ever on there. My father had this weird thing, like all of a sudden just nothing cost anything. Everything was like from when he was 25. He said to my brother, go get a Christmas tree, would you? And get a Christmas tree stand. We're like, okay. And I think he gave us $10. We're like, what? What? Yeah. And I want the change. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. We'll get in the time machine and go back to 1934 when you could buy a Christmas tree and a Christmas tree stand. For $10.
You sure he wasn't trying to get you to... Do you think he was trying to get you guys to pay for it? Pick up the slack on
that? He knew the price of absolutely nothing. Nothing. I remember telling him his face was all peely, so he went in to get Gina Tay or some sort of cream or something. It was a fancy...
Gina Tay.
lotion. Like, I don't know what it was.
Well, Gina Tay was a very cheap, like lemony smell body spray lotion.
I used to give that to the nuns for Christmas. Yes.
Maybe Ponds.
Oil of Olay.
That's better.
Yeah. So he goes in there and it's, I don't know, like 10 bucks or something. Oh, that is 10 bucks. So he goes over and buys a big thing of Vaseline and puts that all over his face. That's a weird look he got there. Hey, it's $2. I don't need the fancy stuff. He pulls up in a Mercedes and wipes Vaseline all over his face, having no idea what anything cost. Would you do okay on Price is Right? You probably would, because you're into all that cheap food.
No, but my friend Bob Goen goes on the road with The Price is Right, and I went to one of his shows that was here at the MGM, and I have to tell you, it's sort of overwhelming. I mean, the amount of energy in that room with people just screaming, and I felt intimidated by the whole thing. But no, I don't know what anything costs, really. I mean, I kind of know. But if you said to me, what do eggs cost? I don't know. What does bread cost? I don't know. $3? I don't know. What does it cost? I know what beer costs.
Gallon of milk.
No idea.
Let's play Price is Right with you right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right. Yeah.
And Joe, you have to look these up. Here we go. Sherry, you'll be for $5,000. Tell us the cost of a gallon of milk, whole milk, Sherry. You say
$5.49.
You say $5.49. Sherry says $5.49. And the answer is, Joe?
$4.56.
You're over, Sherry.
Okay.
All right. Joe's going to look up a can of tuna fish, regular size can of tuna fish. Sherry, we need to know, lock in your bid, what you think a can of tuna fish would cost.
$3.49. How about $1.50?
$1.50. Sherry says $1.50 for a can of tuna fish? Whew. And the answer is?
We'll go with Starkist, and it's $1.29.
Over again.
There's a lot of tuna. The tuna price is very wildly.
Hey, Jojo, we don't care about that right now. A pair of men's slacks. Do Haeger, Joe. A pair of men's slacks. Just regular old Haeger slacks. Big boy pants, Sherry. You got to put on your big boy pants for this one. So here we go, Sherry. You're going to try to guess the price of a pair of men's slacks.
Regular
Haeger.
I'm going to say $79.
$79. So Sherry has said, this is with Bob Adil, you know, Sherry says for a pair of men's pants, $79. And the answer is, Joe?
$49.99.
That's a good price.
Boy, you are bad at this.
Yeah, Sherry. I don't pay attention to it. I pay attention to what things cost, and I'm aware of that, or I'll buy things on sale, but I don't remember them.
Yes. Yeah. Would you be the one on the contestants row, like looking down to see what other people
yes.
put in and like,
oh
yeah, just go one penny above penny, somebody?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'd have to.
It's like looking down there cheating off the person next to you.
I peed my pants and I don't wear underpants.
There you go.
That's what they'd have to help me with.
Okay, we're going to get a pair of big boy pants instead. Yes, and Wilcox Family Farm Eggs. Thanks a lot, Wilcox. Sherry, you're going to be trying to guess how much a dozen Wilcox Family Farm Eggs cost. Sherry?
I'm going to say $4.15.
Over. Here comes the mailman now. Oh, boy.
I'm the mailman.
My Bob Barker imitation.
I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me. I'm the mailman.
Don't touch the lady.
Yeah. I'm the mailman. I bring the mail to you.
Learn some economics,
Sherry.
Okay.
All right. We'll get to the mailman. We're getting the letter of the day. First, take care of all the rest. Here we go.
Okay, the Red Ranger is off topic. Red Ranger says it would be a great photo op to have a couple of grizzly bears behind Inslee when he signs the bill to introduce them back into the wild in Washington.
That's news to me, so I'll have to reserve any comment about it. I have not heard anything about that.
Okay, well, that's an idea we're kicking around right now. Andrew, 509, on that weird drive over the bridge feeling. Sherry, I know what you mean. When I was at the edge of a cliff or something, I have this strange feeling I'm going to throw myself off. I wouldn't, but it's this odd feeling, and Joe puts in there that this is called the call of the void.
It's got a fancy name. Jeff in Port Angeles on John's river bath. As long as a cow or some sort of wild animal or livestock wasn't peeing in the water upstream, I think it would be all right. A bar soap would be nice, though. Semper Fi.
Thank you, Jeff. Semper Fi to you, too. Wendy the trucker, she says, Teeny, we missed a perfect song for yesterday's segment about the bullies. 18 and Life by Skid Row. I believe Joe's bully was named Ricky. Ricky was a young boy. Okay, well, we're going way deep into that one. Is 18 and Life by Skid Row, did it have a lot of curse words in it? Is that why we're not playing it? I guess, Joe? No?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyone? I don't know either.
Okay.
Sorry, that's kind of research we did on that one for you, Wendy. Sorry we didn't have that one for you. Sherry?
Doug in Mount Vernon says, can Robert Kennedy use some of his campaign funds to auto-tune his speeches?
Oh, boy. How about this one here, 253? I listen daily just to hear John say canard. Oh, the goosebumps. Well, let me tell you, the reason I do is because they said stop saying crap. I said crap on the air, so I stopped saying that, so I flipped in the other one, which is
to everyone who has wronged me, I despise it's you, and I wish you a very painful destruction.
Very painful.
Maybe I overreacted with the criticism.
Yeah.
Very painful. Sherry?
Okay, strippers' rights, Natalie and Olympia, on Inslee signing the stripper bill. With a stroke of his what? Oh, his pen.
I thought that was odd, too. Thank you for catching that too, Natalie. You'll
several people did, by the way.
Steve and the, did they? Yeah, Steve 3PO. It was Bob Ferguson sitting on Inslee's lap. You guys are awful. You're awful. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Paul and Sammamish says an overlooked provision of the news strippers' bill of rights is that patrons are required to maintain a 6-foot distance and the ladies are required to wear an N95 thong.
Oh, you guys. You're funny. You're just funny. Charlie's the people hate. Oh, because I said everybody loves Charlie, right? Now there's a whole list of Long Tom in Olympia. What about Charlie Tuna? He's pretty pathetic. Did you know that's why my mom named my brother Charlie? She was sitting in the hospital waiting to have the baby, and it was Charlie Tuna. No, Charlie. People, they want tuna that tastes good, not tuna that has good taste. So my mom's like, let's name the kid Charlie after the Charlie Tuna commercial. So there you go, Tom. Do people really hate Charlie the Tuna?
No. Prince no. Charlie, and they, he says Prince Charles. Down. Yeah, he's okay.
And now it is time for the letter of the day.
Charlie. Okay. All right. Here comes the letter of the day. Right. Sherry, let's do it.
Nathan in 360 on John wishing he could go back in time. John, do you have a chance to actually, you do have a chance to actually go back in time and raise the kids the way you were raised and have them turn out perfect. The future little John Curly Stein, that could be your next protege. Do you like how I said actually instead of literally? I know you hate that and I don't want to upset the king of Cleellum.
Oh, wow. Look at you, Nathan. 360 just kissing up to get to become letter of the day. Teeny,
hey everybody, it's Sue Bell in Palm Beach.
That's all she wrote. We don't time. We don't have time. We don't have time. Sue,
she left the gloom hanging around my.
All right, let's do another hour. I'm just getting warmed up. I want some more Wheat Thins. All right, ready, Sherry?
Ready.
Doesn't sound like it.
I'm ready. I'm all ready. Looking okay. Up prices right now. I'm ready to go.